Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Board of Adjustment meeting for the City of Bettendorf, August 13th, 2020. How we, roll call. You want, somebody going to do one? Do you want me to do it? Or?
Yeah, we don't have Lisa.
Okay, that's okay. Let's see. Clements?
Yep.
Myself, I'm here. Springer?
Yep.
Tansy?
Here.
And Tomberg's not here at the moment. Okay, this is the Board of Adjustment for the City. We review variances and special use permits that and other matters that properly come before us. We're appointed by the mayor. We consist of five individuals. We hope to be able to have an opportunity to view each item before the meeting and then meet on and vote on each matter that comes before us. The first two items, A and B, I think we can take together. It's case 20009 and 20015, and they pertain to 2557 Middle Road. One is for a special use to allow an outdoor service area associated with a bar, and the second is a variance to reduce the required number of parking spaces as required by the quarry. This matter has been before us a couple, three times, and I think the main issue centered around parking spaces, and I think there's been a solution to the problem presented. Greg, do you have a staff report that you'd like to give?
Our director will be viewing that, and I'll
okay.
be traveling through these.
All right, go ahead.
Greg's my wingman here. He's still training me, so we'll see how my review is when I get back to the office tonight. Thank you, Chairman, members of the board. I just want to correct one thing, if I might, sir. The address is 3557. I think it may have been misstated.
I apologize.
Just to clarify. And as you said, Greg's got a staff report here, and I'll kind of go through the salient points. Three previous deferrals for various reasons have come to you. At this point, the applicant is now represented by Mike Motto, attorney. And they provide a special location plan that we've been asking for, and it contains at least three cross easements. And with these cross easements, staff's evaluation has become favorable of this project, with the one caveat that the cross easement between the quarry directly and Geneseo Communications was not signed at the time it was distributed to staff. I understand a signed copy is available for your review tonight. The applicant has stated that the no parking signs at the Cola Hub where the cross easement will be positioning the overflow parking, those will be removed for the foreseeable future, I understand, and they'll also be striping that lot. So right now that lot is not fully striped. Couple notations on their special location plan. I think they note 89 parking spaces are available. 97 parking spaces are available. By my count, it's about 89. That point becomes moot with the number of parking spaces that they will avail themselves to with the cross easement. Right now, there's 13 striped parking spots available at the Cola Hub. City of Bettendorf engineers took a look at the remaining space at the Cola Hub today, and there's about 40 additional spaces available. If we can go to the first exhibit. Yeah. And that what you see there is the location of the quarry within that complex that's owned by Veritas. And you'll also see directly to the south the Cola Hub location. And all of that is available for their parking. There will need to be some travel lanes, but you can get travel lanes in there at a 12-foot width at least, which is our minimum width, one each way. In talking with our engineering, they felt comfortable that those travel lanes would be sufficient and the striped parking within the center of that. If we can go to what would be Exhibit D. Yep. So this shows you the actual location of the patio, which will be in front of the quarry, centered really off their front door. I'm sorry, just right of center off their front door. It'll take up two parking spots. And the quarry is in the center of that complex. So if you remember back to the complex you just saw, they are located in the center of it. So you're talking about two parking spaces. If you go to Exhibit E, you can see where that would be, right in front of the quarry, next to the parking buffer there. No ADA spots are impacted by this patio as it's drawn up. And then Exhibit H.
This is it, or?
Farther down. You may have passed. There you go. Exhibit H, that just shows you where the parking will be located in front of Cola Hub. Basically, two stalls between those light poles are what will be striped in. There are 10 existing spots, starting if you see the car that's partially in the picture and then back towards the foreground of the photo, there's 10 spots there already striped. The stripes would need to be added between the light poles and the center of the photograph, and then there are three striped spots at the grassy area just at the far ground of the photograph. Staff recommends approval with the caveat that the signed cross easement naming the quarry is provided today for your review, and the recommended striping and sign removal is taken place.
Okay, any questions from the commission?
Nope.
Anyone wish to address this matter in favor of it? Mike?
Chairman Gallagher, members of the board, and attorneys for the city. My name is Mike Motta. I am here on behalf of the quarry. Mr. Hunt did a great job, obviously, going through everything that we put in our special location plan. I do have an access and cross parking agreement signed between Lot 1 and Lot 2, and also a separate one between Colo Hub and the quarry specifically. We've got the parking that'll be in Exhibit A, as mentioned by Mr. Hunt. There's also probably another 40 that we can stripe on the other side. We actually have the striping paint, so if that were okay, you know, if this goes through, we've got it. We've already paid for it, and we'll obviously take care of that. We'll also take care of any signage. And we do have a back door, so we are actually going to encourage people to park in the back. Our back door has signage. It's lit. So we're going to use this back. As you can see, people aren't really parking there now. We're going to encourage it, and people can use our back door so that we're not going to have any overflow in that front with those other businesses. So at this point, like I said, I think Mr. Hunt handled it pretty well. If anybody has any questions for me.
Any questions for Mike? Thank you for the documents, and hopefully we got the problem solved. So. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor? Anybody wish to speak opposed? Hearing none, what's the pleasure of the?
I will make a motion to approve.
Okay.
20-009 and 20-015 with all the things that they just said, with has to do with the striping and the parking lot and the easements and the signage.
I'll second.
Okay. And are you abstaining?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. So I have a first and a second, or whatever, a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call vote then. Clemens?
Yes.
I'm an aye. Springer?
Yes.
Tansy's abstained. And Gwen? Topper?
Aye. Yes.
Aye. Okay. So the motion carries. So both of those are approved. Thank you for all the work putting it together. It's been a long fight, but I think it's going to be good for you. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Nice job.
Next is case 20043. It's for 2775 53rd Avenue. It's an R2 area. It's a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence in the required front yard, submitted by Greg McCoy. Staff report, please.
Yeah, again, I'll do the yeoman's duties here. We have a previous applicant here. He actually applied in 2018-2019 timeframe, withdrew, but the fence was actually built, so the variance that's in front of you is for a section of fence that is in place. The applicant himself was not able to make it today with the storm and everything, but he did ask that we proceed, so we are. There's a 32-foot section of fence built at the property line at the address abutting 53rd Avenue. They don't intend to build additional fence, but we would recommend, if you do approve this variance, that it approve the whole length. It would may only make sense. Doing a piece, for obvious reasons, is troublesome. also of note with this one is that we've had a number of these that come up before this board, and they, as it says in the staff report, have been approved in this area and throughout the city. When you have frontages on arterials or collector streets that are highly traveled, the front yard nature is really decreased. There is a hardship there, we believe, as staff, and they need the fencing to provide privacy and sound reduction. We think that is the case as well here. We're actually working with city attorney, and we have a meeting set up later next month to maybe do a code update. So some of these come off your docket, but this was brought to us, so we thought it was only right to bring it through this process. We recommend the variance be approved, again, at the entire 53rd Street frontage, which would be consistent with what you have done in the past.
Okay. Any questions for staff?
Did you say they do not intend to continue the fence? We're just approving it for a longer length, but at this time?
Hard for me to speak for the petitioner, sure. But right now it does not appear he's building himself any more fence.
Okay.
He just built that one section. Gotcha.
Thank
but
you.
I would recommend, at a staff level, go the whole route, sure. The whole frontage.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anybody wish to speak in favor of the application? Anybody opposed? Don't see anyone. What's your pleasure as far as approving or denying?
I'll make the motion to approve case 20-043 for the variance for the fencing along 53rd, and as staff said, you know, to approve the whole frontage if necessary.
I'll second it.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Where'd that come from?
Okay, any further discussion? If not, I guess I'll do a roll call. Clemens?
Yes.
Gallagher, aye. Spranger?
Yes.
Tansy?
Aye.
Tomberg?
Yes.
Okay, that's unanimously passed, so that's taken care of. Thank you. The next item is case 20044. It's 428 and 428 and a half street. It's a C3. It's a variance to allow parking in the required front yard adjacent to 28th and a half street and to reduce the required buffer yard along the north and west property lines, and it's submitted by Jeremy Richard. Staff report.
Yeah. So as Greg is drawing on the map, the photograph, this is, if we start just with the shape of the property here, it's probably a case study in land use planning law.
Yeah.
It is both sawtoothed and triangular. I don't know of the geometric shape that actually is, but it does present a lot of problems. First off, I would draw your attention to the front yard parking they have proposed. And you'll see just south of that, there already exists front yard parking for the veterinarian clinic. So they are really continuing a use that already exists. The other item I would draw your attention to would be to the western buffer. Here you have across the street the R2, and we don't count the street in the buffer, so you have to do the full buffering when you're up next to an R2, even though there's a street next to it and you have a commercial use. The applicant already has some access to that property. They actually lease that triangular parking piece now, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. As the site's developed, they're going to probably continue to use that parking. We would recommend that buffer variance also be addressed by this board and reduced down to the 5 foot length. At the north, we had originally written this up to include a variance from the buffer of the R2 property, but Greg's great research found that R2 property is in fact C3, so there is no buffer required there. This is a map error. We've identified it as such, so the point is really moot regarding the buffer variance at the north of the property. It's just not necessary. We do have some work to do on our map, and we'll be addressing that. At a future date, we're going to ask the applicant to come back and address the parking that is already occurring in that triangular piece to the west. So that's not on your docket for tonight, but do understand we're aware that is a parking in the front yard situation, and we'll be having them come back and address that at a later date. This project was complex enough to get through and try to enumerate all the different variances that it needed. We kind of took that one off our plate, and they're very willing to do that, and it would make sense with the development of the property. Staff sees the hardship, just the unique shape of the property, trying to match, you know, non-linear, non-straight borders up with Euclidean zoning regulations creates a lot of problems. And then it's a C3 piece that for all intents and purposes, would be at a much higher and better use developed the way they're developing it, the hardship being the shape of the property and the surrounding zoning. Staff would recommend approval. And we probably don't need to have any motion on the actual northern buffer. That point is no longer necessary to address.
Okay. Any questions for staff?
No.
Okay. Anybody wish to speak in favor of the applicant? Anybody opposed? See anybody? Okay. So what we need to do is the first item, number C.
Front yard parking on 28th and Half Street.
D. I'm sorry. Yeah, the front yard parking, but not the other part. So.
And then also the western buffer on 28th western Street. Buffer.
Okay.
The northern issue is no longer an issue.
Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve or to deny the request?
I'll make a motion to approve the variance to allow the parking in the front yard on 28th and a half Street and to the west side for case 20-044.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? If not, I'll do another roll call vote. Clements?
Yes.
Gallagher? Yes. Spranger?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Tomberg?
Yes.
Looks like that's unanimously passed as well.
We're a happy group tonight.
I'm a happy group, yeah. So thank you for that. I think that's what we have before us tonight, isn't it? So on that basis, I think we're stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.